Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call the Coburn Town Council workshop meeting for Monday, July 25th, 2022, 6:30 p.m. to order. Kathy, will you please do a roll call?
Carl Collins.
Here.
Jeff Hauser.
Here.
Debbie Cannon.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Shannon Steele.
Here.
All right, we will ask Mr. Steele to lead us in an invocation and Mr. Kaiser to lead us in the pledge. If everyone will please stand.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for this day. We thank you for life, for health, and strength. We thank you for your continual watch care over us. I pray tonight that you would manifest yourself in this meeting. Let us feel your power and presence. I pray that you would give us wisdom and guidance in our decisions, and let it be all to your glory. And we ask these things according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The first item on the agenda is public expression. Any citizen, taxpayer, or interested person is welcome to come forth. When you come forward, please state your name, your physical address, whether you live in town or out of town, and if you are served by the town. Please limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. Do we have anyone for public expression?
My name is David Collins. I live at 306 Central Street, and I do live in town. A question that I had, I'd like to get clarification on mobile homes in the town. I do have a trailer park that is in town limits, and the question that I have is of moving in and out. What kind of time do I have? I've had a couple of people say it's 30 days, it's 90 days. I've not clarified of actually what it is now. So what I'm asking for is, I don't think it should be limited to the time that I have to move in or out. I got a little plat that I'll give you all, that this was set up, Tony Bentley set this up. You can't read it very good, but it is a plat of where it was set up for a trailer park. I believe it was called Trailer Park A, and that's been 96 or 97. That was brought to the board and approved by the board. Of course, we probably could go back and research minutes if we need to, but I would just like to get clarification what the law is about moving in and out. For instance, if I have a trailer that I need to move and I can't buy one for 4 months, is that going to be limited to 90 days? That stops me from buying and moving one in or out? And really, I'm approved for 13 spots that I don't have trailers there. I mean, you kind of get in the prospect of saying, well, they're not there. Does that limit me from the ability to move them in there because they've not been there because of the time frame? Or is it only because there's one there and I'm moving it out? What is the law?
I think we will have to further research our ordinances. When I looked through, the only thing that I could see was not specific to a trailer park. It was if you have just a single wide trailer out here and you moved it out, you have so long. I would think that since this was zoned as a trailer park, that there would be no limit as long as that's how it's zoned and set up for. Of course, our town attorney is not here, and our town manager is also not here, but I will get with them this week or whenever the town manager gets back just to clarify. Do any other council members, how do you
it is
do you feel the same?
Trailer,
it is
yes. Trailer park. We've got another trailer park that an issue arose earlier last year. And his only problem was he may have brought in a trailer and didn't get a permit to be doing it. And then when he set it, he didn't find out that he needed to have it set back so far.
Right.
And it ended up, it's still sitting where he started working, it's still sitting there. But it has spots for a certain amount of trailers to be pulled in there. And I'm thinking that when we went through this before, I'm thinking that Devontae will probably find out that because it is zoned a trailer park, that it is different than personal property.
Right.
Whereas I have personal property that I have a trailer on, single wide, and when we bought it, we had another trailer. We pulled it out, and how long did we have?
I think 60 days.
Well, it was 60 days.
I think it's 30 now.
And then you have to take it in and out.
But I have some situations where they've got it in 90 days. And I saw one situation where they got it in over a year. Someone that worked at the job go back on a personal lot.
So in town, can you have a single wide if you move one off at all now in any amount of time?
The way that, I don't think anything has been changed on that. So if I pulled my single wide out,
30 days.
I have 30 days to put one straight back in exactly where it sits.
Right, okay.
I can't add another one to my yard. Can't put one there because right. I'm residential. And that's how I see it. And I think that in the trailer park situation, that's a whole different thing because it's zoned just particularly for that purpose.
Yeah, and it falls as under Collins Rental Properties. It's not in my name. It's under a corporation name, Collins Rental Properties.
Right.
It is verified as being a trailer park.
I think you have to have 2 acres to actually apply for it.
But I think when it's already...
Yeah, it's already established.
Yeah. I think that that's going to be a research to make sure that... But I feel like it would be, but I'm not a liar.
I'm going to ask for...
What you're wanting, Dave, is something on the books.
Yes,
Every one of us is gone and dead, they can open the books up and say, here it is.
Yes, we have a law says that you can move it.
And I brought my ordinances
that...
It was 1969 when it referenced trailers, and it didn't even reference what that was questioning.
Right.
So there is probably more that there's been ordinances passed that are in paper form but not been put into the books. And we've been actually, for 7 years, we've been working on updating it and getting everything pulled in together. And where there's not a certain ordinance, we're actually making the ordinance that fits so that the girls in their office know what to say because that's what they have to go on. And so we've been working on it, and that, like I said, that came up last year,
right.
And it's the same situation in the trailer park.
Good. Okay, so you'll let me know.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Thank you, Dave.
Do we have anyone else for public expression?
Evening all.
Evening.
My name is Shirley Cassidy. I live at 704 Plum Avenue, Southeast, and I came in the corporation. And I do work with the town and so forth as much as possible. The town ordinances, the ones I spoke in the last meeting, have they been updated?
On the parking and stuff?
Yes.
We have not had another voting session for that, and it was given to our lawyer, who is not here tonight. And so he was going over all of that to comb that out, to be able to update it and take care of that situation. But we haven't
had the car that I was referring to.
It's in the parking lot.
In the back lot in the parking in the town's parking lot.
Already reported.
And now it only has one flat tire, the rest of them.
Are gone.
There's no wheels on.
I've already took pictures and sent it to the police department.
Thank you. The next one is the governor extended our voting purposes from May to November.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, two of the councilmen was up for re-election, but I haven't heard anything about whether they extended or didn't extend. Or what happened, the only thing I heard was the upset over the
reorganization.
When the governor changed the election from May to November, it automatically extended all the present council members' terms. So Sharon and myself are the ones whose terms are up, so we will be on the November ballot. The reason that the town had a reorganizational meeting still on July 1st is because in 2020, when we appointed those positions, That was only through June the 30th of this year.
The rest of the time was through June 30th as well. That's my point. It should have been until November, and then you will make a good mayor, I have no doubt, but it all should be down in business.
Well, it was all done the legal way, as what was prescribed by the governor and in our organization.
It wasn't the governor's way, my point. But anyway, I think Sharon already has made comments about flowers and signs and such that they tore up in town. What can we do about it?
If we don't see them do it, there's not a lot I can do. And I have been, and all the council knows, we have been talking about getting internet Wi-Fi service from one end to the other end of Front Street. And by doing that, we would be able to have cameras. And right now, I can't put out cameras. I want cameras on this building, and I want cameras at the park. If I have cameras here, I can do Front Street also. And the pool, I want Wi-Fi at the pool because we've had incidents up there forever. I've got lights this year, which is helping, I think will help the situation. But we're working on the Wi-Fi, and I think Jimmy has been talking to Comcast and Scott County Co-op to try to get that done. But until we can do that, unless you just happen to drive by at the moment they're doing something, I don't know what to do.
Well, I don't know what to do either, but
it's sad.
The police or somebody needs to.
But that still goes something. Back maybe, you know, if they drove through town at 10 o'clock and it happened at 5 after.
They walked somewhere where they didn't know they were. You know, that would detour some of it. But two of our, I mean, we paid good money for those flowers.
I'm just glad they couldn't lift the flower pots.
Well, they were too heavy,
the only reason. That's it. I think so. But I don't really know of anything that can be done. I mean, to allocate a police officer to sit and just watch our flower pots would get...
It'd be hard.
And we ask for patrols through town all the time and through the nighttime. And what was done probably didn't take 5 minutes.
Probably not.
I would say that was a real quick demolition.
And the homeless people, there's about 5 or 6 homeless people, and they don't need to be in jail, but they need to be somewhere besides on the streets. They sleep on the, right out here, on the porches and on the benches, and some of them even are bold enough to leave their covers for the next night. And before we had the 4th of July, some of the townsmen had to go and put a line around the back of the buildings where they had been using it for a toilet. And I think that is very disgusting.
I will respond as far as, like, I know there's an individual that's in the park and that type of things. Legally, before we can really enforce what our ordinances say, there has to be signage, and the town manager is working on signages with no loitering, curfew, that kind of thing.
And the men, I think it's all men, but the ones that are doing it, it's going to be winter before long. And the snow, instead of the rain, will be pouring down on them. And something needs to be done with them. And two, the one that's in the park, I don't know what to say about him. He's just beyond. Should not be in the park at all, because the children go down there and the children don't need to be around him. And I'm not saying put him in jail, because he's a pitiful person. But I do feel that something needs to be done. So you'll talk to Jimmy when he gets back.
He's already working on the signage for the park and the signs for our streets, because to enforce something, they have to be made fully aware.
Yeah.
And so I have to have signs up so that they're aware.
That.
So we're in the process of getting signs to put those out so that Scott and the police department can do something.
Okay. And the last thing I want to say is, when I was down here the last time, I did not in any way call anybody's name over anything I said. I feel, like I said, I feel that Devin will be a good mayor. You might need a little help sometimes, because he can always get it between you. But the way I was talked to at the pool was unreal. And all I went up there for was to find out where to put the pictures when I took them down. But that wasn't what I got. And I am very upset about that. Thank you all.
Thank you. Do we have anyone else for public expression? Okay, seeing no one else come forward, I will close public expression. The next item on the agenda is the approval of agenda. This can be amended by majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? I would like to add under old business A, the back to school bash scheduled for Friday. That's in form of a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to add the back to school bash to the agenda under old business part A. Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that item has been added. Is there anything else?
Where will that be?
It will be downtown on the main street. They're going to block off from High Avenue by the post office to the corner where the farmer's market is. That's why that I added that to the agenda, so we can discuss in case we have bad weather. Yeah. Is there anything else that needs to be added to the agenda? Okay. If not, I will make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have an agenda. First item on the agenda is reports. We have A, the fire department. I do not see anyone here from the fire department. We'll move on to B, police department. I received a message from Chief Brooks before the meeting that stated that he was on a call and would be here just as soon as he gets cleared up. So we can return to that if he were to get here before we adjourn the meeting.
Cliff Hawkins has the COVID.
Ooh. Okay, the next item on the agenda is C, the town manager report. Jimmy Williams. Mr. Williams is unable to be with us tonight. He did have a procedure done last week, so please keep him in your thoughts. That being said, we have up next Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I got from my report tonight that we repaired a 6-inch water line out in Flatwoods. We cut down the trees at the schoolhouse hill, coming down the steps. We jetted the sewer line on Brook Street. We repaired a leak in a polished panel, 3/4 inch. We took down the trees out behind the swimming pool. We got the doors, as y'all know, some new doors been put up right here at the depot. And we got the door put up down at the PD. We repaired a 6-inch water line at the primary high school. Repaired a 6-inch on 72 today. We did 212 work orders.
Been a little bit busy.
started the filter at the pool about 15 times. I don't know what's wrong with that one, but I do appreciate it.
When it gets so far up wherever the filter's at, and it sucks that air in there, and it shuts it off. But after we went up there and backwashed it and took it down,
yeah,
below the strip on the bottom, it's been doing pretty good so far.
So far, so good.
Yep.
But appreciate the trees being gone. They look really good.
And I got some chlorine coming this week.
Okay.
So it should carry us through to the school starts back.
Because I had questions on it, people wanting to book parties the week after I was planning to not do it. And I could think I'd book it up a whole week if I had chlorine. So if you're filling that up, I probably have enough to last that long.
I have enough.
All right.
You might have any questions for Mr. Livingston or comments? I will say that while I was gone, I know you all had a big water leak and you all were out basically working throughout the night to get that fixed. So we do appreciate that, and tell your workers that we appreciate all that they did to get the water back up and running.
Sure will.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Next item is the Lane Group, Mr. Mullins.
I'd like to request a closed session to discuss abortion.
Okay. Will that be under legal?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. All right. The next item on the agenda is Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I include the copy of our total accounts payable due, $18,500. The income accounts payable for $409,350.50, and those included the water system improvement project check. July 1st organizational meeting minutes and July 11th regular meeting minutes will be distributed with August 8th council packets. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, July the 22nd, was $584,797.90. We had $370,616.61 in outstanding checks, less our accounts payable due of $18,500, which left a balance of $95,680.58. Since I prepared those reports, we had two additional deposits. Today's deposit was $1,986.87, and Friday's deposit was $8,270.59, for a combined total cash availability of $205,938.04. In your reports, you'll have copies of our total cash availability report for July current, and also the cash comparison report. We have received the additional American Recovery funding, and I created a spreadsheet.
Oh,
and I think it'll be easier to look at is to know what's in this and how about that. Also, I'll start putting up with my treasury.
Okay. Very
do
good.
Y'all like that?
Yeah.
I see on there that town signs were purchased. Do you know if that's like the new Welcome to Coburn signs that we discussed about ordering? Is that what that is? Okay. All right. I like that. That's very neat and very easy to access.
Yeah, it's starting to get a little jumbled up.
When I was by Town Hall the other day, you all were still working on the money with Paycom. Have you all almost finished that up?
I did get April's bank rep finished and I'm working on managing.
Okay.
So yes, April's worked it so long.
Okay.
And I do have extra council packets.
Also, had a question about the accounts payable due, the audit. Is that normal for the price range, okay, and that's for fiscal year 21, so, so that, this was the final, the final audit that's completed, okay. Does anyone else have any questions or comments for Mrs. Sharp? Nope. Okay, thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is the attorney report. Mr. Sturgill is not going to be with us tonight, so that will bring us to new business. New business item A, business association. I asked for that to be placed on the agenda. I had a few business owners reach out to me and state that they would like to see something like a business association formed just so they could get together as owners to discuss their business, you know, learn what all the businesses have to offer, promote each other. So Jimmy's not here tonight, but so I was going to ask him for this information, if you could relay the message. I would just like to receive a copy of all the business owners in town. That way we can reach out and kind of gauge interest to see who would be interested in that.
Thinking at one time COVID had one.
Yeah.
Thought we did.
Just the next council meeting is fine. Yes.
If we had one in the past, would we still have information for that?
I would think so if there has been one before.
Might have Jimmy look and see in the past about the fact that I think we had one. And if we did, we may still have all of the documents that it takes to reorganize it.
Is this for general business discussions between the various businesses, or is this for businesses to participate in events in the town of Coburn?
Yes, it can be a combination of both. The business owners that reached out to me just wanted to kind of meet. I think there's been several new businesses that have moved in that they're not familiar with, so basically they would just kind of like to begin a conversation just amongst them.
You might pass on to those business owners also, excuse me, that, you know, we do have the Coburn Improvement Association, which meets every month on the first Tuesday of the month at the MESC building at 6:30. And I know that in the past, you know, we've always welcomed anyone that wants to be active in the town of Coburn, to be active in events in the town of Coburn. And I would encourage you to pass that information along to them, and please invite them to the Coburn Improvement Association also.
Sure. Does anyone else have any comments about that?
I think a lot of towns have them.
I think so. All right, we will move on to old business. Item A, the back to school bash. I was not at the last council meeting due to vacation, but I would like to thank my fellow council members who went ahead and approved that to happen on Friday. I think we have several people that are excited for that to happen. We have some hairdressers that are ready to do some free haircuts. We did receive a donation at Town Hall last week in order to purchase some prizes to give away. So, also, I was approached by Point of Life Ministries, and they have a program where they receive fruit and vegetables, where they kind of have like a farmer's market once a month at their location. And for this month, they are actually going to set up downtown on Friday night in our farmer's market area and do that. And the way it works is anybody under the age of 18, they give them vouchers. It's for kids only, and they let the kids go through and purchase the fruit with the vouchers that they get. And they will also have a limited amount of school supplies to give away, so.
So there's Mountain Fire and Talent Search.
I think you said somebody else.
Talent Search from Mountain Empire. They work with the high school, and they're starting this year to work the sixth grade on up into a program that is fantastic for any kid, regardless of anything. Doesn't matter whether they've got money, got no money. Talent Search is there to help them go through school, help them make a career path, and it's all through Mountain Empire. And they will be here set up, and they will have a limited amount of school supplies, and she is going to make she's going to have some backpacks with stuff, and then she's going to make a super backpack as one of our prizes. And so she'll be here setting up and signing up kids during that time period too.
Which brings me to the weather forecast. Of course, for this entire week is rain, which, like today, it rained a little earlier. Now it's clear for now. Do we want to make a decision on, in the event of a storm or bad weather, to postpone that? Or what does council feel they would like to do? I think we kind of have to monitor it. Of course, we're getting inflatables and dunking booths, so we would have to let them know, and we have a DJ, we would have to let them know early enough if we do choose to cancel it.
If, I don't know how big his inflatables are, would the school allow us to use the gym or the cafeteria?
Coburn Primary will be off limits because they're waxing. It's possible that I can reach out to maybe the middle school or high school tomorrow if that's something you all would like for me to do, just to have a backup plan.
Which I think that would be good.
Either one of those. I can do that.
So the backup plan will be to cancel if we can't use the schools.
Okay.
Right.
And move it to...
Which?
I think the following weekend, I know on Saturday, I think that's when they usually do the karaoke and stuff downtown. I think, is it scheduled for that Saturday in August? I think I read. So it may be that if council so desired, we could just, it's the same DJ that will be downtown, we could just add the inflatables to that event if that's what we wanted. We would just need to have Jimmy check on blocking off the street or whatever.
If you add it to the downtown karaoke, you're going to two separate audiences. You've got the downtown deal is set for karaoke, as you mentioned, but if your children are not going to enjoy the karaoke.
Well, we are having karaoke as part of the back-to-school bash as well.
I understand that, but you're going to have adults doing most of the karaoke for the downtown karaoke event, and I don't believe your children want to enjoy that.
Let's move it to the 13th.
Or we can do it on Friday. The 5th.
Friday the 5th?
Yep, the following Friday. Is there anything scheduled for that?
Not that I know of.
That anybody's aware of.
Mm-mm. So this contingent, first with the school, and if that doesn't work out, and they say that they'd rather it's not, then we can postpone it till the 12th or
fifth.
The 13th, the 5th, on Friday the 5th.
Is everybody okay with that?
August 5th.
Yep.
Yeah. In case of rain, we'll try the schools first, or move to August 5th.
Yes, has anybody, where the RJ is having his, like a bash, he's had it for several years.
A lot of times if they give out school supplies and that kind of stuff, they have a mission teams in that usually do that. I asked last week, and they had a mission team in this week, but it was just doing construction type stuff. So at this time, they were not aware of anything that was going on.
Because he just got shoes and coats right. And all kinds of things for the children.
I'll reach out again just to make sure nothing has changed since I last had that conversation. Does anybody else have anything in regards to the back to school bash? Okay. The next item on the agenda is closed session. There is a reason for us to go into closed session.
You're going in under what?
Under A7 legal.
Okay, let's go in under personnel also.
Which is A1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I would make a motion that we go into closed session under A1 to discuss the performance of Town of Coburn personnel and A7 to discuss with legal counsel pertaining to legal matters. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, motion and second. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of going into closed session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're in closed session. Mr. Livingston.